get to heaven and the Father looks at you and says, why are you here? You better not say, it was my duty. You better say, where else would I want to go? To whom else could I turn? You are my soul's desire.
Welcome to Desiring God, the daily radio outreach of John Piper, teaching pastor of Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Does God really expect us to pursue our happiness? John Piper believes the Bible teaches he does, and the result is something that John calls Christian hedonism. If you've been with us the first 3 days of this week on the air for Desiring God Radio, hopefully you've begun to understand the fullness of what we mean by that. Yesterday, John dealt with the first two of five objections to his teaching on Christian hedonism. The first was, does the Bible really teach that you should pursue your joy with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? And the second, what about self-denial? Aren't we supposed to deny ourselves, not seek our joy? To hear his answers, make sure you visit our website at desiringgod.org and listen to that program. But for now, let's join John Piper as he continues answering objections in the conclusion of his message, Our Passion for God's Supremacy.
Objection number three rose up. What about emotions? Aren't you making too much out of emotions? I mean, isn't Christianity essentially decision? Make a decision. Commitment of the will. Your way of talking about Christianity, Piper, I think elevates emotions to an unbiblical place of prominence. Then I read the Bible. Helps to read the Bible when you're in an argument. And I saw we are commanded to feel joy. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord. We are commanded to feel hope. Psalm 42:5, hope in God. We are commanded to feel fear. Luke 12, fear him who can cast both soul and body into hell. We are commanded to feel peace. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. We are commanded to feel zeal. Romans 12, be aglow, or literally boil in the Spirit. Never flag in zeal. This is not optional. This is not icing. It's a commandment. Never flag in zeal. We are commanded to feel grief. Romans 12, weep with those who weep. You don't have an option. You gotta weep. You gotta feel weeping for those who weep. We are commanded to feel desire. 1 Peter 2:2, earnestly desire the sincere spiritual milk of the word. It's not an option. You can't say, well, I can't turn desire on and off, so how can I obey this? So it can't really be a command. Wrong. Yes, you cannot turn these feelings on and off at will. No, they are still obligations. And therein lies our desperate condition. Everything I'm telling you you're commanded to do right now, you cannot do in this moment by willpower or decision or commitment. You can only do it by miracle. Aren't you desperate? Isn't it a desperate thing to be told by Almighty God that you must do what you cannot do, but you ought to do if your heart were right, you would do? We are depraved and we are commanded. The list goes on. We're commanded to feel tenderheartedness. Be kind to one another. Tenderhearted. You can't just say, oh, forgiveness is just saying, I'm sorry. You've got to feel it. We're commanded to feel gratitude. Take a little child on Christmas morning. I got 5 kids, and I've seen this happen to my dismay. The kid opens the box from grandma. It's black socks. Yuck. Black socks. No kid ever wants to get socks, let alone black socks, for Christmas. And then you say,